Hallelujah. Just reach out. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He that is well needeth not a physician. I don't think any of us are well. There's something wrong with all of us. I'm sorry. Every one of us got sicknesses of some kind. I'm not talking bodily. I'm talking spiritually. We all are sick. You need to realize you need Him. You need Him. I've got to have Him. I don't want my sickness to get any worse. Hallelujah. I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Every hour. Oh, bless. Right now. Somebody could be touched right now. Savior, I come to Thee. I'm telling you, life-changing experiences aren't generally, it happens quick. It's just like the prodigal son, just boom. All these years he'd spent away from the Father, he sat down and the Bible says he came to himself. And just like that, he changed. Light went off and he said, man, I'm better off going home than I am sitting here. He realized he needed his Father worse than he did ever in his life. He said, I will arise and I'm going back to my Father's house. I may have to catch a bus. I got here in a limousine, but I may have to catch a bus, but I'm going back home because ain't nobody loves me like God loves me. I need Him tonight. I need Him. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Hebrews 6, 1 through 3. I've got a lesson to teach you that I could teach on for quite some time. I'm going to try to keep it timely tonight, but it's a subject that I like to study, and I got kind of engrossed in it, so I didn't get to rehearse it very well, so I'll practice it on you. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on. Anybody ready to go on? you want the people, they went around that mountain. He said, you've encompassed this mountain long enough. Yeah. He said, it's time to go northward. Anybody ready to go on? You tired of doing this? I'm ready to go on. He said, okay, let's go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of, I'm sorry, repentance from dead works, and the faith towards and of faith toward God. I still believe in you. I still believe you can do all things. I still believe. Of the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. I'm going to talk about these six dead works. And this will we do, if God permit. Meaning this is what God allows us to do. If He's through with us here and He turns us to go further, that's what we're going to do. I want to talk about beyond the principles tonight. Beyond the principles. God bless you. You may be seated. Oh, thank you for entertaining the Spirit of the Lord. If we don't do that, we've missed it totally. Anybody got a notepad? They might want to take a few notes. And a precept. We read in the Bible about precepts. And precepts are usually written commandments. A precept is usually a written rule of action or conduct. It's precept. So before you do anything, here's the law about that thing you're fixing to do. Whereas a principle is a truth regarding a precept. It is the truth something that is derived from the principle to where you understand the principle of the thing. And then there is a doctrine that is a set of principles. Okay, so I'm trying to teach you three things. You got to stay with me on the thinking here because it's a teaching lesson. There's a precept, then there's a principle, and then there's a doctrine. And it's step, step, step. So that you get to a doctrine is a set of principles and precepts. And people form their own doctrine. This is the way I see it. And you form your own doctrine about people. There's, you know how many doctrines there are? There's uncountable doctrines in the world. He talked about any wind of doctrine. There's some that just blow through here, it's blab it and grab it. That was a doctrine. Name it and claim it, shoot it and loot it, whatever you want to do. That was a doctrine that went through here. Right. And that's bind it, whatever you want to do. That's and now that's gone. It's just a wind of doctrine. There's people had these laughing fits in churches. They all laughed and they laughed themselves to they were crying. And that was a doctrine that swept through. Just all kinds of doctrines. And when you read about the word precepts, guess what? You only find the word precepts in the Old Testament. You find the word about twice in the New Testament as it refers you back to the Old Testament, to the law, which is where the precepts were actually written. So in the New Testament, when it talks about a precept, he's talking about in the law. And David talked more about precepts perhaps than anybody else in the whole Bible. In that great chapter of Psalms 119, it's the longest chapter in the Bible per verses. And in that chapter, he mentions the word precepts 22 times. And I'll read for you just a few things that he wrote, just a few of them. He said, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts." See, that's the principle. Make me to understand the principle of your precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. If I understand, I can't talk about what I don't understand, right? I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. You see, this is going to lead to understanding. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. If you don't understand the precepts, how can you know if you don't know the truth, how can you know the error? And so he's letting us know it's through precepts I get understanding. It's through the law. Paul said, I learned I was a sinner through the law. Without it, I didn't know. But when you said, you can't do that, there was something in me said, watch me, that I didn't know was there. As soon as you say, you can only turn right now, and you used to could turn left and right, I said, watch me. You see, and before you put that sign there, it didn't bother me. But now, you see, the law, the precepts, lets you know you're a sinner. And so the law was a collection of precepts. And the Bible says, listen close, the law was perfect. That's what it said. We talk about, well, the law wasn't perfect, or else, no, it was man that wasn't perfect. The law was given by God. And everything God does is perfect. So the law was perfect. The problem was man's heart was wicked so that he could not keep the precepts that God gave him to keep because his heart wasn't in it. You know, you're going to do something for so long if your heart's not in it. That's that one problem. You're going to do something for so long, your heart's not in it, and it's like free gratis work you're doing for somebody. After a while, you're going to say, I quit. He hadn't said thanks, and I don't know when. But if your heart's in it, you're going to keep doing it. If you're passionate about something, you're going to keep doing it. Whether somebody says thanks or don't say thanks, I'm not doing this for you anyway. I'm doing it for God. And so everything starts with a precept. It starts with the law. Everything starts with a precept. Everything. And then it goes into a principle. This is what you need to write this down. Everything starts with a precept. And then a precept goes into a principle. And then a principle turns into a doctrine. And then a doctrine will turn into knowledge. See, that's where he's saying, I get understanding. And knowledge turns into understanding. Understanding turns into wisdom. And wisdom turns into righteousness. Now, repeat that back to me. Some of y'all got that. Let's go real quick. Precept, principle. Doctrine, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, then righteous. How many of you want to be righteous? Yes, sir. That's how you're going to do it. You can't be righteous not know the law or not know the precepts. You can't be righteous not have understanding. You can't be righteous and not have wisdom. You have to have a doctrine. All these things lead to righteousness. And so everything starts with a precept. It's like the principle of the law of the harvest. Okay? Just think about that. There's the law of the harvest. Whatsoever. That means doesn't matter, right? Whatsoever a man sows, what's he going to reap? That. That is a precept. It is a principle thing. It doesn't matter if you sow into an education, you're going to reap what that education can bring you. You sow into hard labor, you'll reap what hard labor can see. You sow into laziness, you're going to get what laziness brings. It doesn't matter. It is a principle thing that you can put anywhere in life, whatsoever. Forget living for God. It's a principle. Right? You still with me? That's a principle thing. So everything starts with this principle thing, that if you understand the principle of this, then you know what? That will pay off if I do it. It leads to good decisions. It leads to righteousness because now I understand the principle of things. It's not because mom and daddy told me or pastor told me. I understand the principle behind paying my tithes. I understand the principle behind giving. I understand the principle of a lot of things. And when I understand the principle, I get the benefit of the principle. All right? So we understand this principle, the law of the harvest, and then from that principle, you form a doctrine. Now I can apply all this principle to anything in life. Not just church, anything in life. And so now I have a set of doctrines that I can apply to every aspect of my life. And you know what? If you have a doctrine, it helps you make good choices in life. And anytime you make good choices, you reap the benefit of good and bad choices. We live out the choices we make. And that doctrine now gives you, once you have the doctrine, you then become, you understand, you have the knowledge of all the things of the precepts and the principles and of the doctrine, you get the knowledge. And knowledge leads to understanding. You can't understand anything until you know it. Once you know it, you know it. Okay? You understand it, you can't take it away from me. That's why he said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Once you know the truth, I'm sorry, you can't get away from it. You may leave it, but it doesn't leave you. It's still right there. I know the truth. And so once you have knowledge, then you get understanding, and then that determines how you execute wisdom. And it brings about the right results. As I've said before, some of you bow hunt, and it's, you can show me the mechanics of a bow, how you put the arrow in there and you pull it back, and I can get the understanding of how it works. But only wisdom says let it go. Only wisdom knows to let it go now. Understanding and knowledge tells you how to do it. Wisdom says when to do it. And so we need the wisdom is that last thing before you make right choices. You need the wisdom of God. And so many churches today are saying, you don't need doctrine. There are so many churches. A lot of these churches are growing gangbusters. They have no doctrine whatsoever. They just say, come worship with us and leave your doctrine at home. Well, I'm staying home. Because my doctrine is I don't go to a place like that. So we have to understand that doctrine was talked about. If you looked up the word doctrine, it's mentioned throughout the Bible, but mainly in the New Testament. Even when Jesus came onto the scene, they said, what doctrine is this? From whence cometh this knowledge and wisdom? Is this not Joseph's son, the carpenter? And they were amazed at his doctrine because he talked to them in parables about the kingdom and things they'd never heard before. A new doctrine. Imagine that. So in the grand scheme of things, God started the Old Testament based upon precepts of a written law on tablets of stone. But ultimately, he wanted those precepts, Brother Johnson, to be written in our hearts and not on tablets of stone, so that we would obey them because we understand them and we have knowledge of them. We've got a doctrine about the thing, and now we're going to make good choices. And not bad choices. God did not desire for man to have to get a rule book every time he wanted to make a decision. Go out and see what the book says. Paul said, whoever lives by taste not, handle not, touch not, perish with the using. That's what he said. You perish with the using. That becomes your law. And so our law should be the principles of the thing that God has put in our heart. So if we learn the precepts, that leads to principles, to doctrine, to knowledge, to understanding, wisdom, and then to righteousness. So let's put this in proper perspective tonight. Let's go to Isaiah 28 and 9. The prophet Isaiah, this is a great, great prophet. And he had such an insight the Lord had given him about the Christ and things of this nature and things to come in the New Testament. So he says here, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand what? Doctrine. Who can I get to understand the principles of how the Spirit will work? Not the stone, the Spirit. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, not the crybabies. Now, those that have been weaned, David said, my soul is even as a weaned child. Right? When you wean a child, they cry for a while. But after a while, they get over it and go on. That's what we're talking about, going on into perfection. I mean, sooner or later, you know, when you get about that big, that pacifier needs to come out of your mouth. And the little blankets need to stay in the car. At some point, you don't go to college with your pacifier and your little blanket. At some point. And the same thing is true in a church. I can't keep pacifying you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Let's grow up and go on into perfection. Or we'll have a pacifier in our mouth and be 50 years old still pacifying each other. You'll never grow. For precept, now watch, see, we're not going to do away with precepts. He said, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept. Line, it must be upon line, line upon line. It's here a little, it's there a little. Now watch, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, this people. I'm going to teach him precepts and laws. But sooner or later, they're going to go by my voice. Who am I going to teach? I'm going to teach you by the book. But you know what? After they told me 2 + 2 = 4, and I learned that, and I got that in my gizzard, I don't need you to teach me that again. I know that's 4. Yeah. So he said, who am I going to teach this to? Well, he said, precept must be upon precept, line must be upon line. It's here little and there little. It's study the word to shew yourself approved unto God, right man, workman needeth not be ashamed, right and divine the word of truth. We don't do away with that scripture. You still got to study. But I'm going to speak to them. I'm going to be an orator to them. I'm going to speak that my sheep will know my voice. They won't have to get the tablet out and say, I don't know if that's God or not. They'll be able to try the spirits because they'll have my spirit in them. To whom he said, now, this is going to be like the day of Pentecost, if you will, when he brings this stammering lips and other tongue to them, to whom he said, this is the rest wherein ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. They stopped their ears up, even when Stephen said, why is it you keep resisting the Holy Ghost? And they stopped their ears up, the Bible said. They didn't want to hear. They didn't care that Peter and John was healing people. What they said was, don't use that name anymore. We don't want to hear that name in Jerusalem. So these Pharisees and scribes and all the Jews did not want to hear because all they believed in was precepts. All that, you know, there's still some churches. All they believe in is precepts. All they believe in is laws. And I believe in church ordinances. I talked to someone today about church ordinances. I may have an ordinance here they don't have over there, they don't have over there, but if I'm going to be the pastor, I will give out the ordinances that I think is in the best interest of the church. And that's the way I see it. A pastor across the street may be different. I'm not against him, and I don't want him against me. It's church ordinances. And Paul talks about church ordinances. In fact, sometimes he said, I speak as a man. Boom, here it is. But the word of the Lord was unto them. They didn't want to hear it. Unto them? No. It's got to be. Precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, and here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward. We're talking about going on unto perfection. So if you want to keep the rules and you want to keep all that, you start falling backward. Because he said, there's going to be a day I'm going to speak to your heart, and you're going to move. If you've got to have a rule for it, then it's not right. Something's wrong with your heart. If I got to keep telling you, look, these are the rules here, then something's wrong. You ought to know in your heart what you ought to do. Fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. You're ruling them by these tablets of stone and by the law and the letter does what? Killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. I'm going to speak living words to them instead of using cold tablets of stone. Because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death. Now, so we're going to come to all of this in just a minute in the New Testament. Because you said, we got a covenant with death and with hell or the grave, and we are at agreement. No. We understand hell and the grave and death, resurrection, all this kind of stuff. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. When that day comes, we're going to be protected. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. These were people that had convinced themselves that they were right, which are reprobates. Isn't that what he called them? Reprobate silver. Reprobates. Reject. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, now see, these are those great prophetic words of the coming of Christ. Behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone. Here's your stone right here. You keep looking to the wrong stone. This is the speaking stone, not the one written upon tablets of stone. A foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation.